Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's time to bring local radio back to Watford. Good morning. Welcome to Vibe 107.6, today's best music. So good morning then, it is 6:15. Welcome along to Matt Cabman's Morning Vibe. Here we go. This is it. The radio station is on air, and in the studio with me at the moment, we have Stephen. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very excited.
I know, I'm excited as well. Do you know what? About hour ago, I was still in bed.
Yeah, I know, I was too.
It's unbelievable.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's like getting up at this time of the morning. It's quite a new thing for me.
Coming in, it's kind of like bringing your baby home for the first time. You're just so excited, aren't you?
I know. Except I sort of woke up thinking, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't know to this minute what I'm going to do.
Opening your eyes would be a start, Matt.
Yeah. How are you, Lee?
I'm fine, thank you, Matt.
Long time no see.
Yes.
Lee, you were involved, weren't you, in the past on some of these short-term broadcasts on Vibe?
Yeah, and you're exciting now. Stuff, and now we're finally here, Matt.
Hard work's paid off.
You must be so chuffed, Matt.
I am, actually. Yeah, really, really happy. And, of course, there's a lot of hard work that's gone into this radio station from the whole team, which I'll announce a little bit later on. So, did you find it all right getting up early?
I certainly did, yeah. I had a bit of a late night last night. Not particularly because I'd been out, but a bit of a late night. And early mornings, I didn't realise it was 2 6 o'clocks in the day.
It's one thing you begin to realise working in radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like...
And if you do the breakfast show.
Exactly. Right. Well, here we are. We're here at last, and that's a really nice cup of coffee as well.
Thank you very much.
Really nice. Lee, you've got a great talent there. And I have to say, right now, Lee, I'm going to give you a bit of a nickname this morning.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I hope it's clean and...
What's it going to be this today?
Lee is going to be... You're going to do the travel, aren't you?
Yes.
So you're going to be Lisa the Geezer.
Oh, God.
Lisa.
Matthew. You could be a Lisa. Put your frock on, you'll be fine. All right, we've got the travel on the way in just a bit. Lee is going to be the first travel update in the next 5 minutes or so. Music on the way from Man and a bit of an oldie from Snap next.
The dress of your life.
.co.uk. Vibe Travel.
6:18 and with the latest on the road, here's Lee.
Yeah, we've got usual traffic on the M25 from Brickett Wood to the A1, both directions. The rest seems to be clear at the minute, but if you out there know anything different, please give us a call on 01923 888 666.
Vibe.
Must say, I'm liking Jesse J's tunes. That's Nobody's Perfect on Vibe 107.6.
Nobody's
Vibe. Vibe.
So morning then, nearly 6:30 on this Monday, the 18th of July. I've just looked out the window actually and realised that we're in the middle of summer. You wouldn't think it, would you, with the weather at the moment?
Horrible.
What has happened to our summer?
We had it in April, May, didn't we?
The famous barbecue summer.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I do remember over the Easter break it was okay, but you look out now and you think, this is rubbish.
Mm.
Actually, it's not raining at the moment. Just to let you know, by the way, you're probably listening to this going, my goodness, there's actually someone talking on this radio station. Well, we are brand new. We are Watford's brand new, truly local radio station. And we're broadcasting live from Clarendon Road.
Near town.
We are smack bang in the centre. And we're literally halfway along Clarendon Road between the train station and the town centre and the Palace Theatre area. So where we are at the moment is Watford Community Housing Trust building. We've got lovely studios up in here at the moment. It's really funny, isn't it, being in here at this time of the morning?
It is. We've never been in here this early so far, have we?
No. So this is it. We are here now. We are full time. Got a few thank yous, actually, to say first of all this morning. I must say a big hello. He's probably not up yet. Bless him. He was working till quite late last night.
What, the boss?
I know, because of all the dirty washing up that's left over in the bowl.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Morning to David Rees.
Morning, David.
Who has been an absolute key in getting this radio station on air full-time. Also, morning to Chris Skinner, Simon Hayhoe. They're probably not up either, to be honest.
They were all here late last night.
Yeah, really late. Also, Phil Cannon. Now, without Phil... We wouldn't even have a radio studio to broadcast from.
You wouldn't even be able to hear us if it weren't for Phil.
We would have absolutely nothing. Well, we might just about have the kitchen. which would be all right.
Well, it's good for me.
Yeah. Also, morning to, he's probably not listening, bless him, Tony Grundy. Morning to you this morning. He's might be listening online. He's our chairman for this radio station. So a big hello to you this morning, if you are listening. Also, Cheryl Green, who's our secretary. Cheryl's the kind of person who keeps us all in check. She's got a
she's like the mother of the building, isn't she?
And she's got a very big handbag as well. And it didn't half hurt.
Yeah. She's got nuts and bolts in it.
Don't know what she's got in it. It hurt, though. Warren Flanagan, good morning to you, if you're listening at the moment. Also, Jamie Smith, part of our Vibe Tribe team. Also, thanks to you guys, actually.
You're welcome.
Because without you two, I don't think I'd be here. I'd still be in bed.
Probably.
So, the Watford Community Housing Trust, that's where we are this morning. If you want to message us, by the way, you can do it if you go to our website, vibe1076.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at vibe1076. Lee is going to be doing the travel. Let's get some travel news from you, Lee.
Vibe Travel.
Bruno Mars and the Lazy Song. I do like Bruno Mars's album,
Awesome, he is.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's a really odd name. You can understand why he named himself Bruno Mars.
I like it. I still think Just the Way You Are is the best song.
Yeah.
A really nice song, you know.
I want him to do something upbeat, though.
Yeah, we haven't heard an upbeat song from him yet, have we?
No.
That's a point, actually. Lee, are you a fan of The Apprentice?
Yeah, I've been in and out of it this season. We call it a season or series?
Well,
series.
We call it moving, series.
Yeah. I don't know.
If you're American, it's a series.
People call things seasons now, don't they?
Yeah.
X Factor this season.
Yeah.
I'm quite into it. Although, I've only watched it a few times, to be honest with you. Like, last time I did watch it quite a lot, but this time only once or twice.
I've only just got really into it, but you spoiled the ending for me earlier on. But then again, I can't complain.
I'd like to enter myself into that.
Would you?
Yeah.
How would you be? I reckon you'd be a bit geeky.
You're joking, aren't you?
Yeah.
A bit stroppy.
In the meetings. Hello there. Yes, I'm going to do this, and I think I know it all, but I don't...
That's you.
That's what they're like, isn't it?
But anyway, it was Tom that won it.
This is actually what happened last night.
Helen and Tom, this is a tough time for me now. I've got to make a decision who's going to partner me for this very, very first time. My decision is that Tom, you are going to become my business partner. Tom, you're hired.
So do you think, it sounds like he's crying.
Where's it?
Is that Alan Sugar crying? That he's actually made the wrong decision?
Yes!
So there we are, that's what happened last night on the final of The Apprentice.
His business idea was a chair.
A chair?
To help stop people getting bad backs because they have time off work. That's the spin.
Well, at least it can be useful. At least he hasn't thought of something that it's just going to be... useless.
Right, don't know if it works yet.
I've heard actually, I think it was in the news earlier, that more people are taking sickies just because they fancy a day off.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Well, the chair sort the problem.
See you Wednesday, Matt.
I'll be here every day, like a sore thumb. It's funny though, because have you ever taken a sick day? Like, yeah, of course you were. You would have in the past.
Only when I've been ill.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
I've done it once or twice in the past. Only once or twice, so. Katy Perry on the way. This is Wycliffe Jean.
DearCheckDownloads.com.